Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Wednesday, May 31st. My name's Steve Hoare, and there's loads to talk about involving the Reds. They may no longer be playing football, which, let's be honest, is probably a positive. They weren't very good at it last year. So we're talking transfers, and we're talking a little bit of historical news as well in terms of Melwood. Yeah, we've got Kone, we've got McAllister, we've got Taram, but let's first kick it off with the news that Liverpool are close to securing a deal to buy back Melwood. According to James Pearce of The Athletic, yeah, the Reds want to use the historic training base as, well, a base for their women's team, a permanent base for the women's team to use as a training facility. According to James Pearce of The Athletic, the discussions are in an advanced stage. Taurus, who bought it originally when FSG sold it, paid around £10 million for Melwood back in 2019. They were going to do some housing, building work, etc., etc. They haven't been able to get that done for whatever reason after Liverpool moved to the AXA. So the Reds are apparently going to pay more for Melwood than they originally paid at originally received at the time. But they do want to buy it back, and they're going to base their women's team there, which is great news for the women's team. Great news. You know, Liverpool have been accused at times of not paying too much attention to their women's side. But now Liverpool, it looks like they're going to give them a proper base. It's at the historic Melwood. Liverpool, yeah, it took a long time for Taurus to get themselves the planning permission they needed to maybe turn it into whatever they want to turn it into, houses, etc. Obviously, Taurus started loaning it out with a lease. Robbie Fowler and Jamie Carragher built a youth academy there in the training facility, but there were still plans on the fields, etc., to build 162 houses in the area, but now they're not going to do that. Looks like Liverpool are on the way to win it, to buying it back, which is absolutely great news. I think it's fantastic that Melwood is coming back into the hands of Liverpool, and great for the women's team that they're going to have a permanent base at such a historic site. So yeah, it isn't done yet, but by all accounts, Liverpool will soon own Melwood again. Fantastic news, and I'm sure there'll be some deal done with the academy, so Jamie Carragher and Robbie Fowler's academy, which is based in the training building rather than the fields, I'm sure they'll be able to work something out, and hopefully those guys can stay there as well. But in general, great news. Melwood is once again going to be a property of Liverpool Football Club, which is absolutely brilliant. Right then, let's move on to the main transfer story that I want to speak to you guys about today. According to Sport Bild, and it's been reported elsewhere, Liverpool have opened transfer talks with the management of Manu Kone, the Borussia Mönchengladbach midfielder. This came from Toby Altschaffel. It was later confirmed by Christian Falk, both of Sport Bild. By the way, we spoke to Toby today. There's an interview available on redmenplus.com right now, getting the lowdown on this. And again, spoiler alert, Toby is very confident that Liverpool are leading the race for Manu Kone. If you want to check that episode out in full, head on over to redmenplus.com now. If it's not midnight in UK time on the 31st of May, if it's not past midnight by the time you're listening to this, go and get yourselves an offer. Head on over, use the code YEAR when you sign up for a yearly club captain subscription, and you'll get it for half price. If it's past midnight, sorry, that discount will be expired. So you've only got a few hours left if you want to go and check out the full interview. But I'll paraphrase some of it now. Toby spoke to Dan Clough, and he basically confirmed Liverpool are definitely interested. They're leading the race. Talks have opened, and all parties concerned are moving towards a deal. So it looks like the 22-year-old is very much one of the options that Liverpool have identified as their new midfield necessities. And let's go, you know, I'll probably go as far to say such a thing. He's obviously a French under 21 international. He's been called up to the under 21 France team recently. He only joined Borussia Mönchengladbach in January 2021 from Toulouse. He's obviously done well there. Liverpool have had their eyes on it. And yeah, it looks like, I mean, maybe Jorg Schmad, because connections in Germany have opened a little bit of a door with Borussia Mönchengladbach, although I'm guessing the homework on this deal was done before yesterday when Schmadko was officially announced. But yeah, it looks like this is one that has definitely got legs in it. By, you know, I trust Toby and his reporting a lot, basically. He's a good guy, he's a really good reporter. And yeah, absolutely, it'd be amazing. Like I say, I'll be honest, I can't say I've seen that much of Manu Kone. I've got some cramming to do, I've got some YouTube videos to watch. But from what I've known from the people I've spoken to who follow the Bundesliga, he's a very exciting prospect. He adds definitely the legs that Liverpool need in midfield, if nothing else. But also, yeah, you know, young French under 21 international, albeit he is 22 now. I can't say, oh, he'll be the best sign ever, because I don't know the player well enough. But it's nice to see that Liverpool being active in the transfer market. It looks like trying to be proactive, trying to get these deals done early. And yeah, if they can get it done, that would be amazing news. We'll keep our eyes peeled and our ears peeled for more information. As more comes, I'm sure we'll bring it to you. I've also got Neil Jones coming in for JNO Insights Thursday, so I'll try and grill him a little bit as well, see if he's got any more information on it, the reporter, of course. But in general, yes, Manu Kone, it looks like, according to reports in Germany, that Liverpool are interested. You've got to bear in mind, a lot of reports have often come from Germany, both in terms of incomings and outcomings from Liverpool. For example, it was Sport Bild who first had the Sadio Mane stuff going there. They're very well connected over in Germany, so I would tend to trust this stuff. So yeah, Manu Kone looks like, yeah, on the cards. If nothing else, we'll see how it goes, but we'll definitely keep an eye out for more information on that one.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right then, let's move on to a familiar name, Alexis McAllister. Well, according to a report from Football Insider, Alexis McAllister has agreed to join Liverpool from Brighton this summer after breakthrough in talks. There'll be a fee of around £60 million that is about to be finalised. Liverpool have met McAllister's representatives and reached an agreement on a contract that is worth more than £150,000 a week, according to Footy Insider. They go on to say, there are only the mere formalities to complete, and an announcement should be expected in early June. That comes on the back of a report from Gaston Adul of TYC Sports in Argentina. He says McAllister should be a Liverpool player before he leaves to join up with the Argentinian national squad on June 10th. Again, we've been speaking about Alexis McAllister for a long, 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 long time. I'm a big fan of his. This is a sign and I would really like to happen. It's a sign and I would love to happen. It's a player I admire greatly. I was at the Brighton game when Brighton, well, battered us really 3-0, and he just come back from winning the World Cup and he got a hero's welcome down there, and he was excellent in that game. He's been excellent all season for them, excellent in the World Cup as well. I'm a big fan of McAllister. So it looks like, according to the report, various reports, but obviously Footy Insider have gone with the strongest headlines of he's agreed to the move, it might only be a matter of time before Alexis McAllister's a Liverpool player, maybe. We'll soon see about that, but yeah, great news indeed, if that is indeed the case, because yeah, again, Liverpool need midfielders, Liverpool need really top quality midfielders. A deal around £60 million seems fair enough to me. If that's what they're doing, 150 grand a week sound, long-term contract sound, let's get it over the line. Fingers crossed that indeed does happen. Right then, another transfer story, because my goodness gracious me, that is the part of the season that we're in. I say season, it's the off-season. That is where we're at. According to a report from French outfit L'Équipe, Liverpool have opened negotiations to sign Nice midfielder Khéphren Thuram. Now, Thuram is someone who we know a little bit more about. We've spoken about him in the past, of course. He was linked a few months ago. I think I remember doing it. I certainly done a show about him already on Bite Size. But according to L'Équipe, Liverpool are now in negotiations with Nice to get a deal for the 22-year-old over the line. Of course, he is the son of former France international legend Lilian Thuram. His brother Marcus, of course, also a professional footballer as well. He joined Nice, what was it, back in 2019? Actually, it was a bit of a controversial one, really. He went down the road from Monaco to Nice, which isn't always most welcome. Whilst at Nice, he's since become an international player. He's played the game for France. He's probably going to play more in the near future as well. And this one, again, this came out similar time to the Kone news. Now, again, this is all speculation, but the Kone news seems to have taken on a bit more of a life of its own in recent hours. Maybe the stuff around Thuram has been put on the back burner, but yeah, another deal that, according to reports in France, Liverpool could be closing in on, or at least trying to get over the line. We've seen, you know, maybe this is a symptom or a result, perhaps is better the phrase, of the Mason Mount deal maybe going a bit sideways, and he's been his eye on Manchester United. Liverpool have reacted. It feels like McAllister has always been the top target. It feels like they really want to Mason Mount as well. They can't get him. Well, yeah, there's Khéphren Thuram. Here's Manu Kone. Go and fill your boots. And there'll be some people who will think, you know, that Liverpool are getting a better deal out of it by skipping away from Mason Mount and going towards these two young French players. I've seen a bit more of Thuram than I've seen of Kone. And I've liked what I've saw, of course, from him. What I would say, you know, if we're after, you know, he's 6'4", big, rangy player, can do a lot of different jobs in the midfield as well. So, again, I've always thought Liverpool need a bit more dynamism, a bit more athleticism in midfield, and he would certainly provide that, of course. Back to Kone as well, if you're looking just in terms of profile, again, 6 foot player, from what I've seen, the little I've seen and from people I've told, again, that little bit more dynamism that Liverpool perhaps need. Quality-wise, I can't say too much about either of them, but listen, not many bad players get to play for France, so we'll see where we're at with that one. But yeah, wow, you know, out of nowhere really last night and then into today, three really, really positive stories on the transfer front. And one, I think that's a very good story in terms of Melwood coming back. It's been a very good few hours for Liverpool Football Club. I hope they don't ruin it. Hope nothing bad happens. You know, these reports aren't squashed immediately, because it's been really, really fun to talk about them. Like I say, I'm going to stop talking there pretty much. If you want to hear more from Dan and from Toby from Sport Build, who broke the Manu Kone story. If you want to hear from Neil Jones tomorrow about more of this stuff, and of course any other reaction, it is the last chance to use this offer code. So if you're going to, you know, we've got a Roberto Firmino docu-series coming out at the end of June. If you want to be included in that, if you want all your Red Men content for the entirety of next season, other than the Champions League final, sorry, the Europa League final, which hopefully Liverpool are in, and a few others as well. If you want to be there when we listen to Liverpool winning historic four trophies, fingers crossed. RedmenPlus.com, yearly club captain. Use the code YEAR, and you'll get 50% off. It expires midnight UK time on Wednesday this evening. As I record this, that is about, what, under 8 hours away. So act now, don't miss out. This code's not coming back. 50% off for a year's worth of Liverpool content. Amazing stuff. Like I say, go and check out Toby, go and check out Neil, all the transfer stuff, and of course the Firmino documentary that's coming out this summer. We'll have reaction to any time Liverpool sell someone, buy someone, all this. We've got you covered over on Plus. I hope you can come and join us. It's available in your native podcast apps as well, so you can listen to it all. You don't have to just watch it. Fantastic deal that does end tonight. We can't afford to keep it on forever. This is your last chance to get it. Right then, we'll be back with another Bite Size tomorrow. I'll see you all soon, everybody.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.